The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, we're here on Saturday morning, and my name's Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern. And actually, I'm not with him right now because he stopped at the Starbucks on his way up the stairs, so he'll be with me shortly. But a couple of things that we wanted to talk about today were, and it's a really big, big part of buying a car, and it's called credit. And most people talk to me about these people that talk about financial advice on radio shows, and they talk about paying cash for a car. And I help plenty of people that have the ability to pay cash for a car. But I'd say the numbers probably, it's nowhere, I can't even imagine it being 20% of people that I help buy cars that are paying cash. And sometimes the cash paying doesn't make sense because, you know, for example, Cadillac right now is offering 0% for 72 months on a Cadillac XT5. Why would you write a check? You're still getting a rebate with the $1,000. As Dana and I always say, there is no rule of thumb. And with the average price of new vehicles being over, you know, I think it's over $35,000 now, and the average monthly car payment is well over $500 now, and I think it was 68 or 69 months for the average term. You know, I sat with a finance manager the day. It's a store I don't do a lot of business with, and the young lady was leasing a vehicle. And when you're leasing a car, there's one product that could possibly make sense to purchase at a reasonable number. And they call it lease and wear and tear. Now, most people, when they lease a car, if you're someone who doesn't take care of your car and you abuse it and you don't care where you park and you don't mind slamming your door into poles and you don't mind scratching the bumper and you don't mind hitting the wheels and scraping them, leasing a car is not for you unless you purchase the lease and wear and tear. It covers a certain amount of excess wear and tear. So when the finance manager, business manager was explaining the item to her, she turned around and said, you know, I don't really think I want that. And he went into a thing where he explained that the average lease return bill was over $2,300. Well, I don't know where that number came from, because I would have to say in the 3 years that I handled lease returns in a really large dealership, very rarely did I see bills with anything near that dollar amount. And most people, if you had a bad windshield, they had the windshield replaced. Okay. Tires are a very common thing for excess wear and tear on a lease. You have a certain amount of tread depth that the vehicles require to turn in the car with. So if you've driven your car to the wear bars on the treads, you will be buying tires, whether you're buying them from discount, the local tire shop, you don't put tiles on a car, and or you'd be paying the manufacturer, the lender. They send you a bill. The other thing is that bill doesn't arrive until after you've terminated your lease. And the most important thing that I recommend to everybody, if you lease a car and there's the ability to have an inspection done prior to turning the car in. Take advantage of the free inspection through the manufacturer. It's very important because if you don't do the inspection at the time you turn the car in, when the car is returned and they send you a bill, the bill, you have no argument with the bill. If you refuse to pay the bill, it can become as bad as a repossession on your credit or a collection account. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just to bring you up to speed, I said I really haven't talked about it yet, but I said what we were going to be talking about today was the importance of credit with buying a car. Now, what would you say the percentage of clients that you help have the ability to write a check to buy the car? I said it was less than 20% of the clients I help.
I would say probably a little bit higher, maybe closer to 30%.
So it's still one in three people is a good number.
So far.
And what I look at is it all depends, and I mentioned there's no rule of thumb. Why would you write a check if there's 0%? Now, you might write a check if there's 0% if there's $9,000 in rebates that you have to give up to get the 0%.
You might do it for far less than that, whatever the math makes sense.
You heard what he just said. The math makes sense. The other thing I was talking about was the fine finance manager that was referring to our client was a radio show listener when he explained to her that the average lease termination excess wear and tear bill is in excess of $2,300.
I believe that was pulled out of someone's butt.
Right. And I want to get back and I want to talk about the credit. Now, you can do whatever you want. You can go to any monitoring system that's available today, and there's all these free things now due to all these breaches that have happened. And the key to your credit is knowing that if you go in the morning and you log onto your computer and you go to Credit Karma, those are not the same scores that the car dealership is going to look at.
And Gary, of course, we understand that. And I know we've explained it over the years on numerous occasions. But I think it's important that people do understand that if you're going to a car dealer and you're trying to secure financing, they're going, depending on which brand it is, have, in most cases, what's considered a captive lender, meaning if it's Toyota, they'll have Toyota Financial Services. If it's Honda, Honda Financial Services. If it's Nissan, Nissan Motors Acceptance Corporation. So most manufacturers have their own captive lenders who, when they have a credit report ran for their individual companies, they're looking for a specific score, which is an auto score, not a standard credit score, but an auto, A-U-T-O, like an automobile score. And depending on which brand it is, they may use TransUnion. They may use, in different parts of the country, not here so much, Equifax. But predominantly here in the market, they use Experian. With that said, your auto score, depending on even the brand, can make a big difference. As an example, a brand new Honda, when they run your credit here in Arizona and you're considering buying a new Honda, Honda looks at your Experian Auto 2 score. And in the past, several years ago, they used to look at your Experian Auto 8 score. Now, for people that aren't familiar with the auto industry, this might sound like Greek.
So wait, so you mean you can't go into the car dealership and say, this is what my credit score is on this bureau?
No, you may. Well, you may do that, but it won't help you.
So last time I calculated, when you get the disclosure that you're signing for your credit score, there's nine boxes with nine different scores. Now, when you buy a home, it's completely different. A mortgage credit inquiry is called a tri-merge. So in a tri-merge, they take Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. They don't add up the three and come up with an average. They take the high one and throw it out. They take the low one and throw it out. Now, I've dealt with people in the mortgage industry. I've seen these tri-merges. Now, what happens sometimes, you might have one credit score that's 790. And then you have another credit score that is 762. And then all of a sudden we look and there's a credit score that is 590. And people say, well, how did that happen? Well, if it's the 590 score and you're trying to buy a car and that's the bureau that the dealership, that the bank, not the dealership, the bank looks at, it's a problem. Now, the reason that that disparity comes in is you might have something on your credit that was only reported to one bureau. Not all of them. So in the car industry, when you fill this out, a couple of things that dealerships do is they actually require the client to fill out the credit application.
Now, stop there for a moment, because yes, they should require that the customer for the dealer. Gary and I have friends and we have clients. Dealerships, for the most part, have customers. And they treat them like customers, not like friends and clients. But leaving that alone, many dealerships will fill out the credit application for you. Some dealerships will input your credit information into their computer system.
But then they print out a copy of a digital credit app. Now, I was in a dealership the other day. It was my first opportunity to meet a brand new general manager. I've known the sales manager of the dealership for years. So when they filled out the credit application, the client wrote something incorrectly. There is no whiteout. There is no scratching out on credit apps. The credit app has to be rewritten. So I grabbed the credit app and I started to fill it out, copying what was on the credit. And the general manager walked over and said, Gary, do me a favor. If that's the customers, let them fill it out. I don't even want our salespeople's handwriting on the app, which I respected. I didn't have a problem with, and I threw it out.
It was my policy at the dealership to never let a salesperson, and of course, Gary wasn't the salesperson in that scenario. He was just trying to help expedite the process. But most importantly, if it is a computer-generated credit app, as Gary pointed out,
read it before you sign it.
Read what it says. Check your income. There are dealerships that do rogue activities. There are dealerships that...
There was a dealership up north that lost their...
Dealer license.
Dealer license for that.
Well, go ahead.
But remember, the most important numbers when you're buying a car is if you want to make a good deal and the smartest decision for yourself, you're going to call me at 602-525-1370, or you're going to call Dana at 602-679-8324. Now, we do have a website, and you can send an internet, submit an inquiry. However, if you don't put a phone number in there, and I don't have a way to reach you, I'm going to send you one email, and I'm going to ask you to call me. I'm not sitting in front of a computer writing books on how our service works.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Dana Southern. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Gary Green. And collectively, we are Your Car Insiders. And each week is, you know, we try to share helpful hints about everything from, you know, things like filling out a credit application, because when you're filling out a credit application, that of course is what the bank's going to see. If the bank is given false information in order to try to get your loan secured and you're unaware of it, then whose fault is that?
But you actually signed it.
And so most importantly, you
read
want
what you're signing
and fill it out yourself on the credit application. And one thing that's really important, especially if your income is not substantial, make sure that you calculate your income accurately.
You know, it's funny. I just said something that made me think of something. There's a couple that I've helped quite a few times, Art and Linda, and I love them. They're really nice people. And Linda's as black and white could be. Very straight. And we were talking about something one day, and they were signing some paperwork, and I actually said, hey, there's no reason to read it. You might as well just sign it. And she got annoyed, and she said, you should never tell anybody not to read something. So I revised what I said. You can read whatever you want. However, you can't change anything. However, if you read your credit application and it's not correct, you need to change that. But if you're reading the bank contract or a secure odometer disclosure or something from the Department of Motor Vehicles and you don't like what the power of attorney says, if you want to buy the car, you need to sign that. But if you read your credit application and all of a sudden it says you've lived in your house for 9 years, that your mortgage is only $700 when it's actually $2,000, and you have this and this, it's very important to make sure the information that's on your credit application is accurate.
And it's unfortunate, but the reason why we're talking about this at all is that, unfortunately, like the dealership up north, and unfortunately, just like any business, there are good and bad people in any business.
In any business.
And unfortunately, if you run into someone in this industry that's not ethical and falsifies information, you can just be in a very bad position.
Now, here, this is the reason besides that I wanted to talk about this. I had a phone call from a radio show listener a couple of months ago. They were talking about a Porsche Macan. And last month, I got a phone call from the woman, and they were vacationing in Iowa.
How nice.
And all of a sudden, the Porsche Macan became a Chrysler Pacifica.
Interesting.
Because she'd never had a van, and she wanted one. And she basically wanted to take a 3-year test drive to see if she liked it. And we had a conversation, and I kind of said, I wouldn't recommend buying the $50,000 Pacifica. Because if you bought the $50,000 Pacifica, when you went to trade it in 3 years, it might be worth $2,000 more than the Pacifica that's $38,000.
I think what he was saying when he referenced the 3-year test drive may have been a short-term lease.
Correct. So I went ahead and I told her to go to a dealership's website that had a great selection of Pacificas. And something that Dana and I have the ability to do is every once in a while we can get a dealer trade handled prior to the customer showing up at the dealership.
I'd say more often than not.
The car's there. So I pick the woman up at her house. We're having a nice conversation on the 60-mile drive from 100th Street in Scottsdale to the 303 in Surprise. Now, this was where the credit app issue became a problem, where I changed the number. I was rewriting it. New general manager asked me not to do that. So the next thing you know, they fill out her credit. We're working the lease. Now, based on all the conversations that I had with this woman, I would have bet her credit score. Now, bet my life, her credit score was over 800.
And I'm going to interject real quick. Gary and I have been working with people and dealing with people collectively for over 60 years. I would tell you that 95 out of 100 times minimum, he'd be right when he guessed, just like I would be.
Now, the thing I forgot to mention was her husband is an attorney that deals with financial situations. They also own a company that deals with financial situations, and she also owned a company where she would help people fix their credit.
That's a lot of things that should make them extremely knowledgeable about that field.
So when we went out and we pulled her credit, and it was a 665, and she couldn't believe why it was that. And here was the thing. And I tell people this all the time, if you're having some kind of a conversation with a medical bill and it's going to become a collection account and it's a $35 bill, pay the bill and then try to sort it out. Now, they had a couple of minute medical collections on their credit. But this is the thing I want to talk about. Your kids are going back to school, and you go into Kohl's, and you're standing online, and you have $100 worth of stuff, and the cashier says to you, "Would you like to use your Kohl's card?" "I don't have one." "Would you like to apply for one? You'll get 10% off your purchase." The answer is no.
No.
$10, you don't run your credit. And I can't tell you what it's like a nail in my eyeball. So when we started to talk, she explained to me something, that they went to Copenhagen and bought furniture and put it on their Copenhagen credit card.
They've got some nice furniture, I've heard.
Now, I will tell you this. I financed... My credit score is based off of 5% of my available credit being used. 5%. That means I have 95% that I can go charge up. And it's one of the things I look out on Credit Karma, because I bought stuff in a furniture store that's not as nice as Copenhagen, but I used my own credit, not the store's credit card, and I have 0% till June of 2020. I don't want to pay it off early. But that charge that changed my available credit from 100 to 95% impacted my credit score 50%. points. Now, my score is high enough that the 50 points doesn't affect my buying ability. Her purchase affected her buying ability to the tune of $300 a month. And the only thing that changed was the finance charge. The finance charge for the top tier lease was 1.74%. The tier that she now qualified for, the rate was 12%.
And when you're on an expensive vehicle, you're talking about some real money.
Very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. You know, we deal with the Earnhardts because they understand what it is we're trying to accomplish for our clients. We're not selling you a car. We're helping you buy a car. Nobody does what Dana and I do.
Earnhardt and Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus and, even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a Trane Comfort Specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern. Remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Now, the most important thing to remember is if you'd like to listen to the radio show and you don't want to wake up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, you can now go to the Your Car Insiders website, and as soon as you open the page, there's a link to listen to the radio shows. All of them, at least the last couple of years. I don't know how far back it goes. But this email thing, I hate to sound like a jerk, but I'm not an email person. Okay, if you'd like our help or get information from us, it's a very simple phone call. And the one thing that I will promise you, if you should call and we speak and you're not happy with anything that we've said – or you don't want to use this service, what I'm going to promise you is you will not get another phone call. I'm not going to call you in a week. Dana's not going to call you in a week. I mean, we had a gentleman that we appreciate everybody that listens to our radio show, but we don't look for used cars. And we certainly don't look for used cars that are close to 20 years old. Now, I appreciated what the gentleman wrote in his email, but even if we found a 20-year-old used car, unless you were looking for a 20-year-old Porsche or a 20-year-old this or something, you know, but a 75,000-mile Ford, Dana and I, that's not what we do. And I did look because I was interested to see what was out there. I found one for $2,700, had 80,000 miles on it, and it accompanied itself with a salvage title. We're free to you unless we help you buy a car.
And then we're still absolutely free to you. The $400 fee that we collect after the final document is signed, after we've made sure that the if you saw value in an extended service contract, that you got the best one at the lowest price. If you needed gap insurance, that you got the product at the lowest price. If you have a trade-in, that you got the fairest amount possible for it. If you were financing, you got the best rate possible. Every one of those areas, not only do we guide and protect, but we help to make sure you pay
the
least.
Understand. We understand it.
And along with understanding it, we're there for the sole purpose of protecting your dollars. So when all the smoke clears and we've completed the transaction and it's time to sign, there's so many different ways that we've saved you far more than the $400 fee that we collect at the end, that we cost nothing. We do collect a small fee at the end, but it comes out of what we save you, not counting time, not counting transparency, not counting being able to guide you to the best way to use your money. And in some cases, you may not listen. You may think, hey, I want to do it this way.
When people don't listen, I go home. Now, the worst experience that I've had with the client, unfortunately, in the years that Dana and I have been doing our business.
We're going on 9 years.
Now, we are radio show partners. If somebody buys a car and they're a radio show listener, Dana and I collect $400.
There's three different kinds.
Yeah. Dana and I collect $400. Not Dana collects $400 and I collect $400. Dana and I collectively collect $400. We split that money. I had a radio show listener's daughter call me or send me an email or whatever it was looking for the $200 referral check I promised her father. Now, I was so mad, I couldn't work the mouse in the computer. So I called her and explained that Dana and I have never, ever, ever paid a referral fee.
We've also never accepted a referral fee.
Now, at the end of the day, I will tell you this. What I told her was, your father listens to the radio show. Your father referred you to me. Your father was at the dealership. Your sister was so happy that your sister came down and bought a car the same time your dad did, and I helped your sister again. Now, what I told you was, based on the fact that you're a radio show listener and I collect $400, I split that $200 a piece with Dana. Now, how it came out that she thought I was giving her father $200 and I was working for free, that was not a bad situation. Because as soon as I said to her what I said, she actually said, oh my God, I'm Gary, I misunderstood. You're absolutely right. That is what you said. And we moved on. But I had a radio show listener that I had worked the whole deal for him. He had a very bad situation. And he actually, at the last minute, decided, don't pick me up. Don't take me to the dealership. I'm going to a different dealership by myself and buying the car. Now, I had one last conversation with him. I told him exactly what I thought, but that's the reason why Dana and I don't share the information before we're with you in the dealership.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford. located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. You know, when you're making a purchase of an automobile, and obviously for some people they're looking at new cars, for some people they're looking at used vehicles, but for most people it's a pretty major purchase in their life. You know, often people say, and just the rule of thumb is, it's often the second most expensive investment people make. And investment's probably not the right word, because obviously cars are depreciating assets, but essentially one of the most expensive purchases that you're going to make. And when you get involved in a car transaction, there's just typically a far more moving parts in a car deal, and far more decisions and things to either decide for or against, and hopefully understand, than often people know. There's a lot of times where people, you know, in order to try to be informed, you know, they'll of course do research. They'll go online and they'll look at different things that they see. And as we've mentioned numerous times, you know, neither of us are French models, and just because it's on the internet doesn't necessarily make it true. There are so many cases where the advertisements that people see, and again, if they really understood the ad and knew what each thing meant, then perhaps they'd have a little bit better insight as to how much they really need to put down in order to get to, you know, the payment, or if they see a particular price, they understand what perhaps is and isn't included. But for the most part, the dealers, simply because there are so many different things, choices, and decisions that you will or won't make in the ultimate purchase of a car, they just are extremely skilled in whether you're talking about a trade-in. You know, how often does someone trade their car? Not that often. And so it's either the dealer's ability to explain and justify why you might take less versus your ability to explain and justify why they would pay more. Just in, you know, a car that's even a couple $1,000 car, the difference between how good they are at it versus how good you are at it is typically a heck of a lot more than $400. And so hopefully, as you listen, the key is not only getting a really good deal, which is why we're there. We're not there just to be there and help you through the process. We're there to make sure you get the most value for the best possible deal that you can get. And you know, we mentioned earlier that we don't charge anything in the event that you don't choose to buy the car. We collect the small flat fee at the end if you do, but you've got absolutely nothing to lose by at least reaching out to us.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because some of the things, one of the questions that I'll always say to somebody, if we're looking for a car, that, hey, do me a favor. Now, this is between you and I. Not between me, you, and the dealership. Please give me an idea on what you would like to spend, because I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time trying to help you if we're not on the same page. So I got a referral from a friend, and I called the gentleman, and it's a deal that's really kind of hard to make because they want a used car. They live in Chicago, their daughter's in Utah, and I live here.
That's a lot of moving pieces.
So if they want to come to town and buy a car, so I said to him, hey, what were you thinking about buying your daughter? Well, we'd like to get her something reliable. Four-wheel drive would be nice. A small SUV would be nice. Extremely low miles would be nice. So I said, let me ask you a question. How much do you want to spend? Dana's got his hands up, and he's close. Take two away.
Oh, my God.
So we wanted to spend $8,000 to $10,000. So I kind of explained that that's not going to, you know, that's not a 15, 20, 30,000 mile small SUV with 30,000 miles unless
four-wheel
you
drive.
Wanted to buy a Fiat 500L that had a salvage title.
And we don't help people buy good Fiats without, well, let me clarify that. We don't help people buy Fiats. If there's any good ones, we wouldn't know. But the point is, there's a lot of times when people have in their mind, you know, either a certain budget and a certain car. Well, Gary and I, although we're not salespeople, so we may not tell you what you'd like to hear. Like, oh, sure, you can do it. Come on down.
When can you be here? What time do you want to meet?
You're not going to hear that, but we understand how the math works. We understand what the cars cost. And so if you're trying to accomplish a certain price range, well, in a matter of a couple minutes, either Gary or I can say, well, you got to either, okay, yes, you can, or, well, you may have to either concede on the year or the miles, but we can guide you to what that money buys as opposed to you just hoping it does. Often, you know, people say, well, I want it to cost this much. But in reality, when all the smoke clears, they're a payment buyer. So even if it did cost what they wanted it to cost, they still couldn't afford it because the payment doesn't work.
You know, and everything is different. And I will tell you this. I don't work car deals before I'm at the dealership with the client.
You don't need practice anymore?
And what pisses me off is I piss myself off because I break that rule and I do it. So got a phone call from a client and they had a lease car they were giving back. And it when I asked them where they got the car, now I'd helped this couple twice. This was a third car. Where did you get the car? And she told me. And I knew right then and there I didn't help them because I don't go to that dealership. So she says to me, oh, well, we didn't know you could help us with a lease. Okay. So there's a 2020 new, totally redesigned Ford Explorer. And it's a drastic difference because when they take a car and they turn it from front wheel drive to rear wheel drive, that's a monstrous difference in a vehicle. So there were certain features that were very important to this couple. Remote start, heated seats, cooled seats, and navigation. So if you're looking at a Ford Explorer, the XLT goes out the window because it's fake leather.
You have to go up to a nicer trim level.
Next trim level up is called the Limited. You can get all those features, and you can get one that doesn't have a sunroof, doesn't have this, doesn't have that, and it's got all of the things she wanted. Then you can go to a Platinum, but as soon as you go to a Platinum, it becomes all-wheel drive and becomes a bigger motor, so you jump almost 10 grand. If not a little bit more.
Two major swings.
So I went as far as asked my friend, without negotiating a car deal, to deal a trade to get the only car that was in town that was the equipment she wanted and the color that she wanted. He gets the car. I go down. I look at the car. I send her pictures of the window sticker. I send her a picture of the car. I explain that this is what you can pay for the car. There are no incentives. This is what you can buy the car for at the interest rate you have from your credit union. This is the payment. Okay, Gary, that's great. We'll pick the car up on Friday. Now, I get in the car. I'm driving home in my car, and I get a phone call. She wanted to know, does the vehicle have a bench seat in the middle? Now, that probably should have been something discussed before I had the car traded for.
Had it been important to the client, one of the two of you should have known. Both of you should have known.
Right. So, I'm looking at the window sticker, and it doesn't say bucket seats as an option. And that's where that assume thing becomes a problem. So I'm not going to assume anything. I call the dealership. He sends me back. Vehicle has bucket seats. Under no uncertain terms did they want a car with bucket seats. Okay, no problem. Next day she calls. She asks me a question about a vehicle. And she asked me what else I thought they could look at. And I said, you can look at a Hyundai Santa Fe. She actually said, we don't want a Japanese car.
They're Korean.
Now,
you probably knew that.
It doesn't matter where the car was from. Her husband is in business. They have a family business. The husband wanted to buy an American vehicle. He was not buying Japanese. He was not buying Korean. But she did mention Mercedes. So I mentioned something about going to look at a Cadillac. So we went to look at the Cadillac, and they have a Cadillac that's about the same price as the Ford Explorer, a little bit more, but it had 0% financing and a $1,000 rebate. So now instead of being 3.49 on the rate on a $50,000 loan, we were at 0% on
the same. Makes it cheaper.
Makes it way more affordable in a payment. Now, we got to the Cadillac dealership. She drove the car and she said, I want to drive an XT6. That's the new Cadillac SUV.
Bigger one.
It is gorgeous. It's in between the XT5 and the Escalade and way closer in size to a Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot kind of vehicle. With a 56 to 70 some odd thousand dollar MSRP. Now, the last thing on the Ford Explorer was you can't even order a limited Explorer with a bench seat. Buckets only. You can't get that trim level with the. So we go to the Cadillac dealership. Fast forward, they want to drive an XT6. So I have the salesman pull one up and I explain to them, don't drive the car. You're not going to want it when I tell you what the payment is. And the payment is going to be. And while I was explaining it, the husband got a little antsy. And I kind of explained to him that I'm not here working. You know, I don't work in the dealership. It doesn't work well if you don't let me finish what I'm telling you. And it was this salesman, I told him, take him for a really nice test drive. So they were gone for probably 20 minutes. And when they came back, I got a little sloppy. I was off by about $40 on the $70,000 loan. And I was off by $4 on what I thought the lease payment would be.
You're going to have to get working on that, Gary.
So at the end of the day, there was nowhere to go on the payment. Now, I understand if you don't want to be in that club that I call the comma club.
That means there's a digit before the comma.
Right. There's a number before the.
Yes.
Yeah. He calls them digits. I call them numbers. But the funny thing was, I knew it before they got in the car. Now, there's no possible way they could have driven that car and they could have not liked it. The car's incredible. But when Dana and I help somebody, there's a certain point where the helping becomes a point where we're not interested anymore. I don't like to be taken for granted. Sometimes I almost want to go see if you can do this yourself. Go sit in the general manager's office and tell him you want to work the car deal with him. Tell the general manager what you want for your trade after the best number that they gave you on the car.
Which you can do if you happen to go with us to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. I was just there this past week with one of our radio show listeners, and had a wonderful experience. They do a wonderful job. If you're thinking about a new VW, keep Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen in mind.
She wasn't a radio show listener.
No, she wasn't. I'm sorry.
It was Jim's sister.
Yeah.
But we're here to help you. Remember, you can reach me, 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana, 602-679-8324. Once again, we're not beating up on the people. We understand how this works.
And we want to help you.
And we want to help you.
And we can.
Absolutely we can. If you send an email and there's no phone number, I promise you I'll send you one email and one email only, and I get all those emails to my email address. 602-525-1370 is me. Dana is 602-679-8324.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.